This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hey, oh hey. My God.
Guys, huge
Oh my
news.
God, guys, what's your big news, Dave?
Huge news.
What is it?
Callum just apologised for being wrong.
I feel like I own my mistakes very well.
You do.
I'm just joking.
I'm not one.
You're not often wrong. So,
but when I am, I will hold my hands up and be fun. Like,
but when you are, you're 11 years off.
Yeah, we needed something for this year, and he was like, "Oh no, I was looking at 2015. Sorry."
I
As we all do. Easily done. Easily done.
Started off all guns blazing. Dave, I feel you were wrong on this topic. They said, "Oh, I apologize. I'm 11 years off."
It was a huge, huge moment. Do you know what I'm obsessed with on TikTok right now?
What?
Road Wars.
What's that?
Oh, classic.
Love it so much.
It's just
much.
Traffic police.
Oh, very
And they're
good.
Just chasing people or stopping them and be yeah. like, "Hey, you're 14. You shouldn't be driving."
That's so true.
It's so
That's observant
good.
By
there was,
the
One of my favorite
policeman.
Ones was... there was a car and he was pretending to be an ambulance. But I think he just...
What did he do? Like stick his hand out and be like, "Nee, no,
no, he kitted his van out to look like an ambulance.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah, so he could like get through traffic quick or something. I don't know. And the police got me and were like, "You're not an ambulance driver."
I always think, like, "Oh, no. yeah. Of the story, I think I overheard yeah. this. I was real young. But when we moved to Waterford, I was only 6. Like, and my dad started as a guard in like the next town over. But this is proper countryside. Like everyone from every village and town knows each other for like... 5 or 6 towns around.
But your dad's originally from Waterford.
Yeah, but he was from the city, not from where we grew up. Where I grew up.
Because it's hard to be a guard if like people are like, "Ah, you know me."
But you can't do that, I don't think, in Ireland.
Yeah, I think you usually have to not be near, but that's quite close.
You can either go to Dublin or, am I wrong with this? You can either go to Dublin or you can choose to go to Dublin or you can say, "Give me a random county."
That's why all the guards in Dublin have country accents.
Well, that's what they're all country, yeah. Yeah. But you're not... I'm just really curious about that.
But okay. I remember years ago...
Emma just went, "I don't know." I was like, "That's okay. Why did you whisper? Not, why did you mime it?"
You're not spokesperson like, for the guard.
Like, was he not meant to work where he worked?
Guard commissioner.
We cross over to Emma Nolan at the Garda press office.
There was some lad anyway driving out behind him and my mum one night when they were on their way home. And he had done the car, like he obviously, some young fella's messing, like yeah. boy racers, but they'd gotten a blue light flashing on the top of the roof and were like
Stop.
Obviously haunting people on local back roads. And my
that's
poor
gas.
Dad was only new to the job, like that's the last thing he wanted. Do you know what I mean? To be dealing with that when he was off duty as well. But anyway, I don't remember.
But did he have to do it then? Did he have to be like, "Lads, stop"?
I think he
flashed
just was like,
the badge.
I don't know exactly what he said. He didn't, you can't really do much when you're off duty, I don't think.
Yeah, fair. So you just like, let him out.
Why did he have to do it if he was off duty?
Well, your man was coming up pranking people, obviously. And then they went and pranked my dad.
And he pranked
and he
your
was
dad.
Like, "How are you? What's your name?" Right, like, "Back to work in the morning, I'll talk to you then."
Oh my God.
Oh, whatever, so he literally stopped your dad, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he had to be like, "Oh, it's grand, I'm off the clock." That's like me when I see a radio show that needs presenting and I'm like, "Ah, not working at the moment. Not that I even can do the job as it is."
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Hey, good morning. Thursday?
Thursday. Yep.
Great.
We're doing all right.
We're doing not bad at all. I'm having a great week. Because
that's great, Dave.
Well, I'll tell you what. Do you know what I think is mad?
What's mad?
I think Emma Nolan fancies me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
Guys, I love this. Emma let's get this going now.
Here we go.
Now, listen. A couple of years ago, there was rumours... right across the capital city that myself and Emma were getting together. It was never true,
that
ever.
That we were on the sly and then coming into work.
People were texting me about it.
No way.
Do you know how
in the industry.
It started because at one point we were at this play in the Gaiety.
It started because we're both beautiful people.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
In such close proximity.
Of course, of course.
And we both left in around the same time to go to the bathroom.
Filthy.
So
disgusting.
Yeah.
Dirty little stop-outs.
Then there was photos of us and... I don't know.
In the bathroom.
We went to some event and we
I can
photos
put
of you
up a
guys
photo.
Coming out of the bathroom looking dishevelled.
I can be very affectionate, like I'd be holding someone's face and stuff in a photo sometimes.
If you're holding the face, like, no. I mean.
Anyway,
yeah, it didn't help.
The rumours were not true.
Okay, until now.
But they did help my career.
Very nice.
No, but in the last 24 hours, Emma Nolan has kind of come on to me twice.
And
I'm starting to kind of like be curious as to what's going on. Like, I just want to know everything's all right at home. I bought a gilet.
Well, we were all impressed by the gilet.
I put on the sleeveless jacket, the gilet, the body warmer, if you will.
It was impressive, Dave.
And Emma was like, "You look kind of hot." And yeah. I was like, ah, oh, Emma, thanks a million.
I actually didn't.
Appreciate that. You did.
Well, what I actually said was...
You said, you look rough in a hot way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a high praise coming from Emma.
Yeah.
And in a gilet. I don't know about that.
He has a big hoodie on underneath.
Right, okay.
Like, oh, you're kind of rough.
Okay. Like, your arms are free now
and
for whatever.
For the first time in history, I am wearing not a hoodie to work. I'm wearing a Q-zip. And yeah. I walked in and she was like, whoa.
Dave, did I say...
Unbelievable.
Okay, that's just...
I might leave, Jack, I think is what she said.
I did hear that as well.
What I actually said was, whoa, you look really nice today.
See what I mean?
But you know what you're doing in these new
silhouettes. Objectified in the workplace.
And what I actually said was, oh, damn, it's because we have to do that photo shoot today. And then I self-assessed myself and went, oh, crap.
Right, well, we'll put Dave front and centre.
Exactly.
We'll
stand about, right? I'll hide behind. It's Matt Smith and Stay If You Want to Dance on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And of course, we play the Tricky 10 in about an hour's time on the show. If you'd like to come on this morning, get yourself top of the leaderboard and win the Fuzzy Charge Snootie. Now is the time to get yourself entered on WhatsApp. It's just Tricky to 087-711-1038.
Do it now.
Guys, very exciting stuff.
Oh yeah.
Okay. As people in Greenland are wearing their Make America Go Away hats... Very smart and well done. I'm wearing a new hat of my own. It's called Liga. Love Island is great again.
Okay, good.
Hat, looking to get that printed.
Yeah.
You don't need to make it good again. It's been made. It's done. It's been done. Before I get into this, I'll just say Spin has a Love Island podcast. If you're looking to ever catch up from someone who's not me, it's by Michaela Hayes and it's called I've Got a Text, they say on the show. It's a popular phrase used and you can get that now on Go Loud. But for now...
I did love last night when a text came through to Bella. She was like, I've got a message text.
Oh my God. I wonder, I know we asked Jack this, like, do they get in trouble if they don't say, I've got a text? Or if they just whisper, oh, someone texted me. Mm. It has to be, I've got a text. But anyway.
Sorry, it's getting good because I watched one episode and maybe two if you count all the little bits I've seen of the other episode.
Yeah, clips and stuff.
Yeah, clips and stuff. It's getting good.
Yeah, and it's surprising for all stars because, you know, you're like, okay,
they're going to be safe.
Yeah,
like.
And you're like, is there going to be chemistry in there? Are they actually going to fancy each other or are they in there to get their few quid or whatever?
I wonder if they are actually safer or if they are actually more media trained because they're more egotistical now because they have more followers and they have the ads and they have, you know, the money.
Well, something's happened because I tell you, the messiness I haven't seen since, like, 2019,
on,
I'd say. Now, I will say, I only watched about 10 minutes of last night's episode.
Oh, for God's
but
sake.
I think I really got the crux of it, okay?
Why,
and I also saw an Instagram clip. No, I watched the last 10 minutes because I was just busy with other bits and pieces, and my apologies.
Good thing making it a priority.
Oh, my God.
Such a shame you missed the really, you know, on brand Blue performance.
No, I saw it's a Blue performance. Okay, so maybe I saw the last 20 minutes or something. Right.
They
were
all like, is that your dad, Jack? And they were like, no, that's not his band.
They wouldn't know who Blue is.
The only person who knew the lyrics was AJ.
I was like, AJ, keep it down. She was like, I had your posters on my wall. I was like, don't age yourself, honey.
AJ,
I was like, be quiet. These people are born in 2000. Anyway, so there's been the love triangle going on with Charlie, the man who had the three-way kiss.
Yes.
The three-way kiss. Neither of those women are involved.
Okay.
They're with Millie and Jess, who are the season hotties. You know Millie.
I know Millie.
She used to go out with Liam and she won it a few years ago. And then Jess won a few years ago with
Sammy.
A man who hated her.
Yes.
Okay.
Sammy.
But now she's back with a vengeance. So there was a recoupling the other day. Charlie, it seemed like he would couple up with Millie, but he wasn't in a couple with her as of yet.
Okay.
But he was kind of talking to Jess as well. And then, before the recoupling, he had a sneaky kiss with Jess. He very much lobbed it on her in one of these secret areas.
He seems horrible.
He's like, I can't get annoyed at this stage because it's still the very early stages.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, everyone's chatting, whatever.
But I didn't like the way he didn't say a word to Millie about the kiss.
Yeah, he was dishonest about the kiss and then it came out because, like, Jess's a girl's girl, so she ended up saying it.
And Millie didn't... Jess did say it to Millie.
And of course Millie's like, oh my God, don't worry about it, girl. Like, no problem at all. But you had to do what you had to do.
And what was really good for Millie was Millie came across in the whole situation not even mad because he kissed her, mad because that was a really mean thing to do to Jess.
To
kiss her and then pick me in the recoupling.
Mm-hmm. Millie's very good at acting like she doesn't care and being like, no, I'm mad at you for this other thing because you were mean to the other girl. Like, rather than being like, I'm mad at you because I'm jealous. She's very smart. So who was in this love triangle for reasons unknown is Scott.
Okay.
He seems to be getting his big arse in there for reasons unknown. He's always like going back and forth being like, Charlie said this. Charlie said, I only kissed Jess to make Millie jealous.
Who does he want?
I don't think he wants any of them.
I think he wants airtime.
I think he just wants a bit of drama. And he's coupled up with Leanne, who's sitting there like, I love drama too, but this is next level.
I would like to couple this up with airtime.
Yes. I know, literally. So I think Charlie's been, like, gotten a word to, like, be less confrontational with Scott. Because, like, last night he was trying to keep it calm. He was like, that's your opinion. Whereas a couple of nights before, they were going all out. And I was watching it with Dwayne last night, and he was like, they should be allowed to physically fight. So I mean, that's one person's opinion. But anyway,
I won't say the because it's not nice to talk of violence.
No, of course.
Scott was so in Charlie's face for the last few days that Jack was like, "Oh, how is like very
no,
much like
literally.
How is he keeping it cool?
Really,
it's
back
mad.
Off, leave me alone
it's,
for five
it's
minutes.
It's weird and it's creepy. Maybe he wants to couple up with Charlie. But anyway, if you're not watching, get involved.
Also,
now.
Jack Keating took Whitney to the secret garden yesterday and shifted her. Because it didn't get coupled up together. I was like, go on,
he's
Jack!
Taking control. He's taking control of the situation.
Good man, Jack.
And then Jack's doing well.
And then after, when she was like checking his lips for any like lip gloss, and she asked the same then back to him, do I look okay after a snog? And he went, you are perfect.
Oh, our boy Jack.
Go on, Jack Keating is the number one heartthrob in the Villa Ryder.
He's doing well.
He's absolutely smashing it.
Recharged.
Hey, by the way, we have an Amazfit T-Rex 3 smartwatch to give away later on, all thanks to Harvey Norman. If you want to win that, I would recommend being here with us just before 7:30.
Okay, for now though, it is 7:23 and I was waiting eagerly by my phone last night for an update. So essentially, I was telling you this on the show last week, my parents are off on a trip of a lifetime. My dad had never really been outside Europe and my mom was in Thailand with me once and I think was in New York when she was very young.
Your mom, I feel like your mom would be well-traveled.
Woman of the world.
Not necessarily, no. Like her big flight, really big flight was when herself and myself went to Thailand a couple years ago. So fun. Yeah, that was
fun together.
We had such a ball. But anyway, my brother's been out in Australia for like well over a year now. No plans to come home. They're both retired. So after loads of encouragement, it was like, come on, come on, come on. My mom was mad to go. My dad just took a bit of talking to and coming around. But anyway, they're gone. And to make the most of the trip, they've done a few days in Singapore. Then they're going to fly to Sydney to get a connecting flight over to New Zealand. My mom has family in New Zealand. Blah, blah, blah. Do a few.
She's family in New Zealand, but she's never been.
Never been, no.
Wow.
They've cousins. But basically then the whole plan was that they'd come back, do a bit of Australia, and at that point link up with my brother for the first time. But I was chatting to Barry, my brother, and he'd said to us the other day, do you know what I'm going to do? Say nothing. I'm actually going to meet them in Sydney Airport and I'm going to go out to New Zealand with them, but they don't know
this
yet.
So cute.
I'm essentially going to crash their holiday, right?
Do you know what this world needs? More people in Australia surprising
their parents.
Yes!
Who might have been looking for a romantic holiday around New Zealand.
Now we have this 26-year-old.
Listen, it could be worse. It could be they're coming home and there's no milk in the fridge and the bed isn't made and all that kind of stuff.
True. Yeah. Where
you can see the fear in the mother's eyes in those videos.
Mm-hmm. Barry was, I could see like yesterday evening when it was like, say for example, almost time for them to board the flight, his Instagram story was 7 hours ago on some boat party and I was like, I'm not having this. Like, I rang him and I was like, are you awake? And he was like, yeah, I'm very unwell, but I'm in the airport now. I was like, oh, you better be go crack when you meet them. Like, I'm really living for these videos.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see the reaction of my mom and dad. So mom and dad were obviously at the airport, you know, had their Wi-Fi, sitting down chatting and full on chatting in the family WhatsApp group. And I knew that in some parts of the airport, Barry was arriving to surprise them.
A little bit antsy.
I was like, look, just make sure you get video, Barry, because I'd really like to see a video of the reaction.
I love the way
we basically all have the exact same younger brother.
Yeah.
Useless.
Yeah. Barry like rocks up to the arrivals being like, did you bring Lucas out? Honestly,
haven't seen you in like well over a year, but any chance of a paracetamol?
And he took a photo instead of a video.
Yeah. So, of his feet.
Terrible quality video. Yeah. Really bad. My mom's sitting down chilling at some kind of a deck. My dad at this point's gone off for a walk somewhere. Who knows where he was. This was my mom's reaction. It was grand.
Fancy seeing you here.
Ah. You're dipping you. How are you?
Very good.
How did you find us?
No, you little divin,
so
you.
Oh
my god.
So my dad.
She's really lost the tear in your accent, hasn't she?
She has.
She's really lost that accent.
You little divin, you.
How are you?
She's been forced to live in the country for 25, 6 years now. So my dad then, he gets back. This is his reaction.
Fancy seeing you on this flight.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Like, I'm good, you.
I just thought.
I've never seen a worse reaction.
Yeah.
Man, but to be fair.
He's delighted, like. It's just like, Jesus, what the F are you doing?
I bet you that's because Barry. They know they have to look after him now.
Oh, so they would have liked if it was Emma.
They would have loved if it was Emma. She would have sorted everything. As soon as they see Barry, they go, oh, for God's sake, there's £100 gone.
I suppose you don't even have your flights booked yet, do you?
Can I have money, ma'am?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It is now 7:45. What's the story?
Hey, how are we? What's going on? Hey, this week, very exciting. We're teaming up with Harvey Norman, your connected health specialists. They have you covered with a massive range of devices to help you stay motivated, manage your stress, sleep better, and smash those fitness goals. Woo, things woo, woo. That we have been lacking, I feel like, as a team. Fiona, you have a bit of an excuse.
Well, no, I've been going to...
She's been exercising loads through this pregnancy.
Yeah, I went to pregnancy yoga.
Oh, you're pregnant. Okay.
You're just wrong. And then last night, actually, I was meant to go to pregnancy Pilates and it was cancelled.
Oh, no.
The teacher's like you. She's always sick every week. She's always got something going on.
I was chatting to Emer last night, and when Emer and I lived together, we had a few really good Januaries where it was like, come on, let's get like 15,000 steps today, like really competitive and weird.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what do you think's happened this January? And she's like, we don't live together anymore. And I was like, that's it.
That's so true. Mm. She needs to move back in, and she needs to move in with me as well. If you want to peruse this range, you can find it in store or online at harveynorman.ie. But
great
today,
peruse.
I enjoyed
great
that, Fiona.
Word.
Thanks.
Did you like that, guys? Thank you so much.
Word.
But today we have an Amazfit T-Rex 3 smartwatch to give away. And all we've been asking you to do is predict who will win in a fitness challenge, either Emma or Dave.
Now it's another David on to give the slash this morning, who is very fit and training at the moment. What are you training for, David?
The Troika in the RDS. Troika.
Cool. What is that?
It's kind of like
High Rocks and running.
Like High Rocks and running.
Oh, very good. High Rocks and running.
And what are you using at the moment, David? What are you using on your wrist? Are you have a smartwatch already?
Amazfit GTR, so I can do it with the new one.
Yes. Okay,
yeah,
very
build
good.
Build a little collection.
So you like, so you could have an Amazfit GTR on the left, and then you could have Amazfit T-Rex 3 smartwatch on the right.
And make them kiss.
Double the info. Double the info.
After every setup.
Exactly. That's an extra little workout for the backs of the arms. Okay, David, so how this works is we are going to put 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to put Emma and Dave head to head and see how many sit-ups they can do within that time. So if you back the right person to win the challenge, you will win the prize. But if you back the loser, then someone else can ring in and steal the prize off your very wrist. So think about this long and hard. Well, not too long and not too hard. Who do you want to back you? Who do you want to back this morning? Emma or Dave?
I know Dave's been a bit lazy this week, but I think he's got some tank.
He's got something in the tank.
We're going to let you have another go at that there, David. Who would you like to pick, David or Emma?
We'll go with Emma.
Okay.
We'll go with
Emma.
Choice. Great choice.
How did you pick up on that cue? Well done. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Fitness and brains.
I will give it socks,
David.
Just because.
The jacket's coming off, David. Serious stuff.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm getting down on the ground. I hope this ground is hoovered.
We got it.
Like, you guys have been saying you've been lazy this week, but you've been doing this the whole time. All right.
Are we counting an up and down as one? Yeah, it's got to be up, down, that's one.
Up, down, that's one, yes.
I think I have to.
What do you think, David?
I think you have to. That's
okay,
the effort,
Grant. Okay, thank you. Yes, yes. My associate says yes. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Start the clock, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think he's forgotten how to do a sit up. Very good.
I barely lift my
head. Doing great.
I don't know if we're counting that as okay. He's done one. What? Let's say he's done one.
She's okay. Doing, Emma's doing phenomenal.
Emma is absolutely making light work.
Emma's
core strength is unbelievable.
Come on, Emma.
Dave looks in violent pain.
My neck is so sore.
He's just sitting up.
Emma, okay. I'd say you could
he's
stop
having a
it,
little lie down
win.
For himself. I'm going to say that's 3.
You know what the top is? My legs keep coming off there.
They do. I should have held your legs.
Yeah,
that would
be great.
That would have been good.
Guys, I never realised this is why we wear sports bras. Because when you're doing a sit-up and you're plonking yourself back on the ground,
the back, oh yeah,
your bra
are you in a normal bra today?
Ah,
oh god, sore.
That's what I had. That's what I couldn't
Dave,
do it.
That's why yeah. he found it tough as
yeah,
well.
Exactly.
Ooh, god
okay.
Almighty.
Well, I mean, I don't know how I kept count of that, but I would assess that Dave on my side did a grand total of 3 sit-ups in 30
Dave.
Seconds.
Yeah. Hey.
Ladies.
My neck is really sore.
Well, I can tell you that Emma did 14.
Ah.
She was flying. She was absolutely flying.
You did 10 more than you needed
my
to.
Eye.
I wish I could see you when you were doing it and I would have slowed
At
it down.
At one stage, I stopped watching Dave and cast the eye over. You're absolutely
And I still hadn't done
in
one.
In the meantime, yeah.
David, you have gone and won yourself the Amazfit T-Rex 3 smartwatch. All with thanks to Harvey Norman. Best of luck with your event. What's it called again? Not High Rocks.
Trike.
Trike. Trike. Thank you very much.
You enjoy.
Amazing. Well, good luck, David. Very have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Isn't Trike what our boss Nick has done?
Is it?
Oh, is
I think
it?
So, yeah. I remember the last trike of loads of people that I follow on Instagram were at that, and I was like, God, you're a closeted fitness person.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know you were into that kind of
Come
a
here.
Lifestyle.
What is the fitness challenge tomorrow? Because I can't have you win absolutely everything. Have you won everything this week?
No, I think you won something.
Did I win something?
Where do you feel strong in your body right now?
I could do more squats.
More squats?
I could do press-ups.
Why don't you do an arm wrestle?
Press-ups.
I could do press-ups.
Nah, he'd destroy me.
But tomorrow it's planking, so there you go.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. How are we meant to count that?
It was the first one to fall.
First one to fall.
Okay, well, I would recommend you nice and early if you want to win an Apple Watch, which is what's for the taking tomorrow. I would be backing Dave. Yeah?
I can do a 4-minute plank.
But okay, I can last about 11 seconds at a push.
All right.
So, okay, Dave, tomorrow.
To
an
be fair,
Apple Watch.
I am cheating when I do the 4-minute plank, but okay, I can do it.
That's your chance to win tomorrow with Harvey Norman on the show. An Apple Watch. Don't forget, after 8:30 this morning, Dave will be taking on the girly quiz. It's Doja Cat and Jealous Type on Spin.
I like
it's
it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. I can't believe for like the first time in the history of this show I came to work and my hair is tied up and no one said a thing.
I do
I
like
did
it.
Notice you looked very
different.
Sleek.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it tied
together
up?
And beautiful.
Because I got a new bobbin and I'm obsessed with it.
Well, you okay. hated it yesterday. It had knotted all your hair.
Yeah, but I didn't leave it in overnight this time.
Well
I
done.
Just love it. It's very scrunchy,
very
scrunchy.
Yeah, Ariana Venti.
What's Ariana Venti?
It's not Ariana Grande.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
It's like Timu Ariana Grande.
That'll do, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I used to hate at school when there was ever knits going around and you had to wear your hair tied up. I'd be like, I hate my
You're
ears,
like, let
man.
My locks blow down. Let and she's like, it's your fault for bringing knits into the school.
It's 7:56. Let's see what the story is on the roads now. Alex.
1038. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it's 8:04 and after 8:30, of course. It's Thursday. Dave will be taking on the girly quiz.
Woo-hoo. Guys, obviously, we've all been talking and thinking about the Brooklyn Beckham and Beckham family drama since he went mad
Can
on
I
his
say,
stories on Monday.
The only, and I mean the only AI videos that I have tolerance for are the AI videos of
what Victoria was dancing.
Beckham dancing on Brooklyn at the wedding.
So
They're
good.
So funny.
They're, yeah, They're that's so the time funny. When you're like, AI can be used for good.
Exactly, just for a laugh. Like,
truly.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously, Brooklyn Beckham's infamous photography book that he released when he
My
was only 16,
thing in the world.
By the way, which is like, God bless him.
It was the captions that did it for me.
Yeah, like,
the
elephants.
This one's quite blurry, but you can just tell there's lots going on.
Hard to photograph, but amazing to see.
Yeah.
So since he's gone on his stories, the book has seen a surge in value with copies on sale for almost £300.
Wow.
On Amazon. There was one been listed on eBay for as high as £297. The book's out of stock on Amazon, but a Kindle version is £8.99.
Oh,
imagine
my God.
Getting the Brooklyn Beckham photography
on
book
your Kindle.
On Kindle.
Imagine sitting there in the sun lounger in Torremolinos, just scrolling
can't see
through.
What's that, an
elephant? Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky.
Right now, though, it is time to put someone brand new through their paces on the Tricky 10 and try and get somebody top of the leaderboard. On to give it a lash this morning is the lovely Sam, who I think has had a busy morning already. What's the plan for today, Sam?
Just skill run and bits and pieces, the usual, isn't it?
Yeah. What are the bits and what are the pieces?
I bet you I can predict some of them. Can I try, Sam?
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Are some of the bits and pieces, are you going to go to the shop and like buy a few bits, grocery like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to, isn't it?
Are you going to go to the post office?
No.
Okay. That's
a huge thing. It's like you are bringing Vintage orders or whatever.
What else are general bits and bobs?
Yeah, go
are
on, you Fiona, like, you go. Are you going to go to the gym?
That's done.
Oh, that's done.
Oh,
fair
well,
play.
Sorry, Sam, you should have opened with that. You should have said, well, I've actually already been in the gym and now
God.
I'm taking the kids to school and then I'll do bits and pieces.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Not even half eight and you've been in the gym, completed it, finished it.
What
mate?
Else is a bit unreal. And a piece in mine? Okay, can I have a go, another go?
Yeah.
Are you doing a bit of hoovering today?
Yeah. Definitely.
Sam, it sounds like it's going to be a tough day, to be honest with you. So let's see if we can get you top of the leaderboard for the Tricky 10.
Listen, here's how this is going to work. Sam, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. 10 questions are what you're going to be asked. But the good thing is, every single answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. You won't, the same answer won't come up twice. Like if the answer to 1 is 2, there won't be another answer in there with 2. But look, have a guess and see how you get on. We can only accept the first answer. And if you don't know, obviously it's well worth just throwing a stab at it because you know it's going to be something between 1 and 10. Tomorrow is the final day of this. And if you end up top of the leaderboard, you'll win the brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty. So we're wishing you the very best luck. And the score to beat at the moment is Paula. She's currently top of the leaderboard. She scored a 7 in 46.01 seconds. So look, we are backing you now this
we
morning.
We believe
no
in you,
pressure.
Sam. No pressure at all. Fiona's going to ask her questions and count you in the best of luck.
All right,
okay,
Sam.
Perfect.
Good luck. We are rooting for you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. If I cut a pizza in quarters, how many slices would I have?
4.
The Irish band that had hits such as Older and We Should Be Lovers were Roy who?
Two.
How many letters are there in the word snazzy?
6.
Ballyfermot is in which Dublin postal district?
5.
How many studio albums has Tate McRae released?
1.
Usain Bolt holds the 100 metres record in what 0.58 seconds?
3.
A Daddy Long Legs has how many legs?
8.
How many films were released in the Jason Bourne franchise?
4.
Zero appears in the spin phone number how many times?
2.
How many games has Michael Carrick managed Manchester United as interim head coach this year?
Oh my God.
3.
Okay. Very good.
That was very bad.
Do you think it was bad?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
I've probably got one right.
Stop. Sam, don't worry. We're going to count them up now. And everyone's always done better than they thought they've done. So you just relax and let's see.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, a score of 4, Sam. You got more than one right.
There you go.
And you remember in our school days, a 40% was a pass.
40% is a pass, Sam. That's absolutely correct. Let's have a look at some of the answers you got wrong. This one, incredibly tough question. The Irish band that had his hits such as Older and We Should Be Lovers were Roy who? The answer was Roy 7.
Do you remember that song, We Should Be Lovers?
No, I don't even know who Roy 7 is.
I've never heard of them.
But we can't
Yeah.
You said two on that one.
15 years.
That's niche. Like.
Ballyferma is in which Dublin postal district? You said five. Ballyhear is actually in Dublin 10. How many solo studio albums has Tate McRae released? You said one. The answer is actually three. It's I Used to Think I Could Fly, Think Later, and So Close to What? Usain Bolt holds a 100 metre record in what? 0.58 seconds. It'd be very fast if it was 3.58 seconds. It is 9.58 seconds.
Okay.
How many films are released in the Jason Bourne franchise? You've got The Bourne Identity, Supremacy, Ultimatum, and Legacy. So the and Jason Bourne's Bourne. So you have five there instead of
five.
Jason Bourne. And then how many games that Michael Carrick managed Manchester United as interim head coach this year? You said three. The answer was just the one.
And that's when they got the big win in the Manchester derby.
You did. Well done, Emma. I'm loving this new version of you.
It could have been worse.
It could have been way worse,
it
Sam.
Absolutely,
and we have had worse. So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I think Sam, they were hard today.
And Sam, you said nothing that got yourself onto the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
So that's a success.
Sam has a lot going on. Sam has a busy day. She's already in the gym. Do you know what I mean? So she's lots going on.
What time does the alarm go off, Sam? Can I ask? Personal question.
About 5.
Oh, my God.
It's earlier than me. I'm on the breakfast show.
We have nothing to be complaining about. Absolutely. Fair play to you, Sam.
Fit all them bits and pieces in.
You're dead right. You're dead right.
You mind yourself. You have a lovely day. Thanks,
right,
mate.
Thanks so
another
much.
Another thing achieved at this hour of the morning.
Absolutely,
so well done.
That's it.
See you, Sam.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. We need to revisit this band, Roy 7, because I do remember my early days working on radio. This song was everywhere.
No. Class.
That's a good song, isn't it?
Do it one more time.
Yeah, I really liked singing along to that bit.
That is so good. When did that come out?
Now. We have the information on when it came.
2006.
It is giving.
It's a while ago.
That's class.
It is.
That's
good,
a really
isn't
good show. Okay, I'm going to go home and listen to that.
But I must be at home.
Yeah.
In the comfort of my house.
We all have, like, obviously the notes app on our phone. I'm sure we all have it filled with kind of lists of things. Like, say, for example, maybe holidays we want to go on or places we want to go or things like that. My lists get a little bit more specific on my notes app. Mm. They're like things like things I forget. And I always check it, like my trouser size and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good.
Or like Pippa's address or something. Do you know what I mean? Like different random thing.
And like where your housemate, her hometown is.
Yes, what her hometown is. Yeah. That's just like things I forget. And then there's other lists as well about, like, you know, movies I've watched, movies I want to watch, books I've read, books I want to read. Mm-hmm. I take great comfort in making lists. I don't know why. Maybe it's an ADHD thing. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe it's just maybe it's just a quirky me thing, because I'm quirky like
You're
that.
You're just quirky.
But I had another list for you, and I don't know if anyone will find this interesting, because it's just a bit stupid, to be honest. Like most of my lists. But it was just one of those things where I'm going to write this down. I was obviously bored, hadn't got a TV show to watch, and so this list is named Things That Have Mad Names.
Tell me no more.
It's not a massively long list, but what I have done is I've gone and found the definition. So if at any point you want to find out the definition or why, not the definition, but why it's called this thing, I will tell you.
Oh, great.
This all kind of came up because in the driving range, I was doing golf and I hit a birdie. And I was like, what a stupid name for you've got one shot under par.
Yeah, I think that a lot with golf. A lot of names are silly. So why is it called that?
It's called that because birdie in early American slang used to mean something excellent or impressive.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
I thought that about tennis as well with the word love. Don't get it.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a great one. Seven Up. There's another one. I just found that quite a bizarre name.
Yeah, it's a brand name. Like, we have this product. It's like fizzy water. It's got a like bit of a lime flavour to it.
Apparently has seven ingredients.
Okay.
And the up, obviously, to suggest a fizzy
fizz.
Lift.
Okay.
Again, other things, and I'm enjoying that you want the origin of the name.
Of course.
A computer mouse.
Don't care about that.
But like,
stupid. No joking, I do.
But like, why is it called that? And apparently, it's literally just called it because it was nicknamed for its small size and the cable that looked like a tail.
But
you could say that about anything.
Yeah, anything with a wire. That's like saying I'm putting in my AirPods or my AirPods.
You could say that about a phone. Like.
I know, but none of them are small like a mouse and kind of have that shape. I get the mouse one, the computer mouse.
This one is absolutely bizarre.
Okay.
The company Microsoft. Break that down. Microsoft.
Small soft.
Yeah. Why would you name a tech company that?
So true.
It's not positive really in any way.
No, it isn't.
Small and soft.
The worst thing you can be is micro and soft.
Well, it depends who you're talking to. But yeah, small tech, that small software that's small blend, and fits in your bag.
It is a blend of microcomputer and software. Well done, Fiona.
Yeah, but surely someone went in one of the meetings. Ah, lads, I don't know about this microphone.
Yeah, can we check that? Yeah. So true.
The bathroom. Why are we calling it that?
No one even takes a bath anymore.
No one has a bath in there.
The toilet room.
The toilet room. The toilet. I would have thought that. Anyway, yeah. A hat-trick. You scored 3 goals.
Go on. What's that about?
So, it's actually from cricket, right? And a player taking 3 wickets in a row, you were once rewarded with a hat.
No way.
Yeah.
And now tell us about wicket.
A wicket is like the thing you have to hit in cricket. Oh. Those sticks that are...
What are the odds? It's called cricket. And you have to hit a wicket.
I know.
Hey, something weird going on there, guys.
Yeah, you're onto something there. Maybe we do that tomorrow.
Come up with their own original ideas.
Football, you have to kick a whoople.
Is it because it's 3 sticks, though? 3 wickets?
Maybe. Well, it's 3 in a row you have to hit, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you got the hat.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, ooh. Don't bring colour into
these. Are all things
sense.
That, like, during everyday life, I'd be like, why is it called that? Write that
and
down.
And actually, blue isn't even the problem. Tooth.
It was named after a Viking king, Harald Bluetooth Gormson, who united Scandinavia, like the tech unites devices.
Oh my God.
Bit of a weak
it's
connection
a
there.
And also,
which is not what you want from Bluetooth.
No, hey, very good.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Shampoo. Who's calling it that?
Yeah.
Anyone know why it's called that?
Absolutely not. It
comes from the Hindi word champo, meaning to massage.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
And lastly, honeymoon.
Go on.
It's from the old idea that the first month of marriage was sweet like honey.
And what about the moon?
And sweetness fades with time.
Okay, so that's like when the moon rises, the romance is over?
I don't know.
Where does the moon...
Are you still in the honeymoon phase, Fiona, with your marriage?
How can you be though, like?
Yeah, I mean, we're together 10
years.
Exactly. Like, it's no different. Like, it's not like, ooh, now we're married, so we do this. You know what I mean?
Mm.
We've done all that.
Yeah.
So those are kind of just things that I have mad names, and I just found that I didn't have the origin or definition in them, but I went and found them for you because I knew you'd be curious, and I thought it'd be really boring to be like, 7 Up, and you'd be like, why is that? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Dunno. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands, and tips.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Sometimes I get very, like, confused. So I'm like, that's mad that Keane DeCrow sings that
song. I know,
song.
Yeah.
It's the crazy.
Quiz.
Woke king.
If he
friend
heard,
to women.
If he heard how many times we play that, he'd be demanding so much.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, don't tell him. Welcome on into the girly quiz. We do this every week with Dave. So far in 2026, he's had 1 win and 1 loss. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a level playing field rather than a trajectory of loads of losses.
So let's change that.
Yeah, let's try to do that. We have 3 questions to get through this week, but he does have some help along the way.
Yes, he has his Simplify, which is a bit like a 50-50 from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire fame. And of course, he has his phone. A female on to play is Saoirse today.
How are you, Saoirse?
Hi, Saoirse.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Saoirse, you know my question. What is it where you shine? Is it beauty, health, body parts?
Oh, God.
Whatever else women do.
Maybe beauty, but also I'm not sure, so just try to get the question right, maybe.
Okay,
that's perfect.
Listen, that sounds good to me. Maybe beauty, but you could be a Jackie of all trades, and I appreciate that.
Listen, no doubt about it, Dave will be back in touch with you. And just to note, it is obviously 29, kids not in school yet.
Yes, and some of the questions today could verge into waters unknown. They could be a little bit juicy. So this is your fair warning. If there's conversations you're maybe not ready to have with little ears in the car, just have that finger gently hot. Hovering over the dial.
And if you're a kid and you do hear something and your mom or dad is cool enough to let you listen to this, don't go asking questions after, right?
Just Google it.
Just Google it yourself in your own time.
And don't ask them because you'll embarrass them. So don't ask your mom or dad listening what this is.
Going off
I don't even know what the questions are, but they don't want to hear your questions.
What we will say is question 3 might be the big one today to keep an eye out for parents. Okay, so here we go. Crack on with question 1.
All right, Dave, question 1 on this week's girly quiz.
Every week I'm like, how are we back here?
I know.
We'll be here forever. Tasman, short, and scuffet are all types of what?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, okay, see, I have
A theory.
But it is very bold and could get me cancelled.
Okay, just be careful with your wording, you'll be fine.
No, I don't think I'm going to say it.
Can you give us a hint as to what you're getting at?
You said
Tasman, short, and scuffet.
What are you going to say?
Scuffet. I'm like, and it's the girly quiz.
Scuff X?
It's not cleaning products, is it?
Was that your guess?
Scuff, like if there's a scuff on your shoe or something.
Yeah. Oh, right. And you wipe it off. How is it a brand? Well, like, is it to associate, like, cleaning products with girly?
Oh.
Sexism.
You get out, Dave.
Yeah, right, we're mad at you,
actually. I would love to. okay, go through them.
Tasman. Short. And scuffette are all types of what?
I would imagine probably a skirt. But I don't know. Could it be beauty? Maybe I go to Saoirse. No, do you know what? I think I'll save Saoirse, if that's okay. Saoirse, I'm sorry. I know you probably want to get to work, but this is more important. So I'm going to go 50-50 on this.
Okay, all right. Entering simplify mode. Tasman, short, and scuffette are all types of what?
Tasman, I've never even heard of.
Is it A, Uggs? Or is it B, nail shapes?
Tasman.
Short. And scuffette.
All right. I don't think you'd randomly come up with Uggs. I think it's Uggs, but I'm going to be fuming if I'm wrong. final answer. One more time.
Okay, it's Tasman. It's short. It's scuffette. They're all types of what?
Short nails. That'd be pointless. Let's go with Uggs.
Final answer.
Yes! Well, oh, thank God. Come on.
Very good, Dave. Well done.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that does get easy once you get
I need a 20-minute break.
Because it is like, why would Uggs be in there? Okay, very good. We move on
to question number two.
Never heard of them as Uggs, like, different things of Uggs.
Well, there you go. You learn something new.
I'm not bougie enough to own real Uggs, but Fiona is.
I own Uggs.
Okay.
Slippers, like.
Get involved, Emma, for God's sake.
Here we go, Dave. What nickname is given to the sensations that can feel like labour but are not?
Oh, a nickname. A nickname. False labour, like.
Yeah.
Say the question again.
What nickname is given to the sensations that can feel like labour but are not?
I don't know if this is correct because I don't think it's a nickname.
Would you say nickname, Fiona? Have I got
it's
that wrong?
Another name.
Another
Maybe
name.
It's what it's named after. Like, it could be the name.
Is this the name for what it feels like just before you give birth?
No, these are like
false labour. Like, you think you're going into labour, but you're actually not.
You're actually having...
Something.
Something else.
All right.
It's this other thing.
We're going full whack.
Oh my God, no way.
I think you might know
I'm not looking at
And
you.
I think I know where he knows it from as well.
Final answer. Contractions. Oh, I mean, not final answer.
You said final answer.
I didn't.
You said final answer.
I didn't. I said, let's go to Saoirse. But I would recommend it would be contractions. Saoirse, good morning. I've 30 seconds on the clock.
I should have given her that.
I'd love you to tell me what the hell they're talking
about.
Is
given to the sensations that can feel like labour but are not.
I don't know if this is right, but I think, like, it is contractions, but it's called Braxton Hicks.
Braxton Hicks. I've heard of this.
Yeah, so I think that's what they're talking about, but I'm not sure.
Braxton.
But that's what I'd guess.
H-I-C-K-S, Braxton Hicks.
Yeah.
Okay. You think if I say that answer that I will get a ding?
I hope.
Okay. I believe in you, Saoirse. Final answer. For real. Braxton Hicks. Yes, Saoirse!
Well done, Saoirse.
Thank you so much.
That contractions are a sign that you definitely are in
labor. Contractions are very real and contractions happen throughout real labour as well.
I was just panicking there because Dave was saying contractions, so I was just doing a bit of fact checking during that. They are called Braxton Hicks contractions. That's on the HSE website, so if he just said contractions, I don't know what we were.
You have to specify what kind of contractions they were.
If you're saying on the HSE website they're Braxton Hicks contractions, then surely you're saying they're fake contractions, like they're not the real deal.
You'd have to specify because contractions happen in real labour.
You've won yourself the €50 Just Eat voucher, Saoirse. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Saoirse.
Mine's
a 4-1.
See you later.
See you later, Saoirse. Bye.
On his own.
Dave, you're on your own now. You've used up any help available to you.
We will say,
Don't worry. Yous will help me out in some way.
No, I'm not doing that anymore.
Right. Let's just say this to parents listening. This is the one that we had kind of mentioned. If there's little ears in the car, just keep your hand on the dial. But yeah, we've obviously been conscious of our wording on this
we
question.
We have. We've been careful. All right, Dave. Which non-sexual organ plays the biggest role in triggering a woman's completion?
Non-sexual?
Yes.
What is a sexual organ?
You tell us.
The sexual ones. The ones that are sexual.
What is the brain? I don't know. What? Say it again.
Which non-sexual organ plays the biggest role in triggering a woman's completion?
Would you not know this, Dave?
Completion.
Surely every man knows this, no?
I'm just... Do you know what instantly came to my mind is Monica and Friends going, seven, seven, seven.
Yeah. But you never know where she's talking about.
Oh, you know. organ. I don't know what organs are. I know one of them is the heart. And what non-sexual organ is in charge of the completion of... Oh, for the love of God.
Think about organs when you donate your body for science. What organs do you give?
You give your liver?
Yeah.
Intestines?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want me to go through?
I shouldn't have said this.
Would you like me to go through the organs?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
The brain, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, along with others such as the skin, the stomach and the intestines.
It has to be the brain. It has to be. That was my first guess, in fairness. I'm going to go with the brain.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah! Yeah!
Breaking news, David Hammond does know how to please a woman.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
And another round of the girly quiz complete. Sadly now, gals, Dave took the win this week.
Hey, be proud of me.
He's currently 2-1 up in 2026, but one of his questions he faced, I'm regretting how I asked the question. There could have been a bit more fun. I think I said, like, Braxton Hicks is the nickname given to...
What false sign of labour?
Yeah, something like that. Whereas it could have been, if you went like who, where, or what is Braxton Hicks?
That would have been good.
He might have thought one of the River Boys, all the girls fancied Home and Away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or like a rapper from the mid 2000s.
Yeah. You know, I drove to Kerry to interview Brax when he visited Ireland once. Kerry.
You have to.
Kerry.
Why are they always popping up out in the sticks? Like,
I know, just because it made them a few bob, I guess. But like, I drove to Kerry. No one asked me to go. I requested the interview. No one needed to hear the 3 minutes I got with Brax, but I drove to Kerry for
him. I'm obsessed.
And I nearly died. I was about 19 at the time. I loved him so much.
Can we shout out the B version that I did for If You 50-50'd It?
Yeah.
A, Braxton Hicks. B, Jackson Clicks.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are we?
I God, the guys, I know I've said it before and I've been saying it for what, nearly, how long are we on the show now? 4 years or something?
Oh, too long.
3.5 years.
Get me off.
I've been saying it since like the first 2 weeks, I would say, of doing the show. And Fiona, I'm sure you can relate, because you started this year. The first week or two, you dress yourself properly, you know?
I don't know if I even did.
Did you?
I think I've started as I mean to go on.
Okay. Yeah.
Always look
I
like
I think
crap.
I remember like day two and I think she was in like Crocs or something.
Okay.
Hey. That is a sensible shoe for breakfast radio. I'd agree.
Back in September of 2022, I'd say for the first week, I'd wake up, put on a bit of mascara, throw a bit of makeup on. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I was like, wow, Niece looks so cool.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. Today is a particularly bad wardrobe malfunction day.
Why? Because I'm wearing
I'm wearing a top that has holes in it.
Yeah, but that's by design. That's by choice.
And it's not great for like...
Your coldies.
Yeah.
So,
your coldies.
So as a result, you're just...
slang for nipples?
No, I mean like, oh, your coldies. Like, oh, you right. are coldies.
I thought you meant because like cold and like...
Nipples.
And like they'd be poking out through the holes of her holy top.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave, get your brain out of the gutter.
Sorry, I didn't mean to come across like a creep there. I just thought that's what you meant. Like,
not everything is nipples. And you would do well to learn that.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
7 minutes after nine and shortly we'll be telling you how tomorrow you could be winning yourself 125 grand on Ooh. Spin's cash machine.
Woohoo. For now though, you might have seen this on the socials in the last few weeks.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your news.
I can't keep up with what the kids do these days. Spencer Pratt, what does that name mean to you?
Isn't he the guy from The Hills?
Exactly. He is the villain from the Hills.
I was about to say Vogue's husband, but that's Spencer Matthews.
I was about to say Spencer Matthews.
Another bad boy turned good.
One of them is not.
Okay. Spencer Matthews had a real turnaround. He's the, you allow me to cheat on you. And now he's a very wholesome father of three and married to two.
So tell us about Spencer Pratt
was the big bad villain on the Hills. He's had a number of interests over the years, more in reality TV with his wife, Heidi Montag. He was a crystal enthusiast before all the woo-woo girlies got into it.
Okay.
He was mad for a crystal, even on later episodes of The Hills.
A little woo-woo.
And then he was kind of, and then he kind of started having an interest in hummingbirds and standing really still in his back garden and letting them land on his hat and feed off
him.
Food he had in there. So he's been
That's
doing
his
all
version
sorts
of turning
him and Heidi
to God.
Still together.
Yeah, they're still together. That they have
nuts.
Two kids. Yeah.
I remember watching them on The Hills like years ago.
And being like, that needs to end.
Yeah.
Well, reader, it hasn't. They've got two kids, two little boys who are called something like Gunner and Trigger.
Anything to do with a gun.
No, literally.
Gunner and Trigger.
And he announced recently that he intends to run for mayor of LA. Now, this is kind of stemmed
That would
from,
be so LA.
Yeah.
If Spencer Pratt was the mayor.
Wouldn't it be? So, you might have heard last year when the LA wildfires happened, Spencer and Heidi lost their home.
Did they?
His parents lost their home as well. So they lost absolutely everything. So the kind of the slant he's doing on his mayor campaign is like there was a bit of government negligence here. Like they should have been keeping track of the bushes and whatever, what have you. So that's kind of his focus for his campaign.
It's going to get a lot of people on board.
Yeah.
But this
is exactly
what the problem was with Trump. It was a TV star who had a huge ego who said, I could run for that. I could be that. But, and look how that turned out.
Well, throughout the history of American politics, we love a bit of razzle-dazzle, a bit of showbiz. Mm. Like, there's been a lot of kind of celebs over the years. So, that's Spencer Matthews, and his campaign is, let's make LA camera-ready again. All right, Spencer.
No, it's not.
It is. Just his closer on Instagram. Elsewhere in the States, Farrah Abram of Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant fame, which is what I am at the moment
What do those two people have in common, Spencer Pratt and Farrah Abram?
Live reality
TV. Both reality stars?
Both on Celebrity Big Brother.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
Was Farrah on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK?
She was on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. It was a version called Celebrity Big Brother America versus UK.
Oh, slay. Very good. Well, Farrah said that she was going to run for Austin mayor in Texas, but she's had to quickly pull out because she realised she got the year wrong. We've all been there. She announced that she was running for mayor but immediately withdrew her candidacy after learning the next race wasn't for 2 years.
Look,
I won't want it then.
She's a mother. It's hard
she
to keep track
screams
of it all.
Texas.
She does. So she's now running for the city council instead. So well done,
Head
Farrah.
Of the PTA.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was looking back over like other weird people who have run for office of any sort of like government position in America. I just have a couple of them here. There's loads. First up, Matthew McConaughey, the Oscar winner and proud Texan, teased that he would consider a run for governor of Texas as a Democrat.
I could see him as a governor.
All right, he looks like a governor.
And the Democrats in Texas said, yeah, it's a bit crazy, but that's how we like it here, and bring him on in. So that was him. I don't think he ever confirmed it, but like the Texas
That'd be a good
Democratic
tagline.
Party.
I'll make everything all right.
Whoa! He should do it for that exact reason. Next, you probably know this, Caitlyn Jenner, the reality star and Olympian. She launched a bid to replace the California governor back in 2021, and she got a total of 1%.
It's funny how, you know, people
1%
tend to 1% crave this political power.
I'm coming for you, Chloe.
And you're like, why?
For what?
Yeah, it's so
I think
much
it's
work.
Just celebs
it's
are bored
ego.
And they
it
have
is
money.
Ego. You're
literally.
Right.
They've got nothing going on.
Yeah.
And then this is the last one. Now, he's never actually gone and done it, but in 2021, a poll found that 46% of Americans would support a presidential run from Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I get that. I'd vote for him.
46% of people.
That's a great movie.
How slim the pickings are. And he said, I would consider a presidential run in the future if that's what people wanted. Truly, I mean that. And I'm not flippant in any way with my answer. So yeah, at one point he was polling higher than President Trump.
Wow.
As part of the Run the Rock 2020 campaign committee. But yeah, he didn't go through with it. My focus
make
today
America
was
rock again.
Make it Mara.
Or isn't that a sort of steady as a rock?
Oh,
that could solid be his campaign. As a rock. Solid as a rock. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so my focus today was on people who thought about doing it but didn't actually do it. So thanks. And I just say that's a good model for
hey,
politics.
Fiona Frawley for the Mayor of Dublin 2027.
Maybe. Oh, I got the year wrong.
I give up. Never mind.
It's 9:13. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Here's some music from Kingfisher. It's called Hold
Spins, Fully Charged.
Recharged.
In a few minutes' time, we will be giving you a chance to win your way to the cinema. And with that in mind, I want to talk about the cinema this morning.
The cinema.
I had my most successful cinema trip ever.
Oh yeah, because why the cinema were the rest can not successful?
I am very angsty.
You get bored, don't you? You need to take a walk.
I struggle with sitting still, I've learned. And plays, like I really enjoyed them and I don't want to stop going. But I just, there's times where I'm really struggling to sit still.
You need a bit of magnesium spray.
Yeah, really. A bit of rescue remedy or something.
You need a seatbelt.
I don't know what it is.
It means a straitjacket.
Honestly. But,
yeah, I've mentioned this on the show over the years. I always have to go off for a wander. There's times I'm just walking through the cinema just to pass 5 minutes. I don't know what's wrong with me.
If you were walking around my cinema, I think I'd actually just go. I'd have a panic attack. Why is that woman just walking around?
What were you saying recently that you ChatGPT'd? Why is this movie sad? What's happening?
I went
film?
To the cinema a few months ago to see the most recently Leonardo DiCaprio one. Movie,
yeah.
And I had to go to this bathroom and ChatGPT what was going to happen because I was just like, I was actually quite bored during that one. wasn't my genre. But look, I went yesterday with my friend Emer, and the reason, first of all, that I agreed to a cinema trip is because the movie that we were going to see, I had already read the book.
Okay.
So I didn't have to Google the spoilers. I knew what was going to happen.
Love it.
I knew what
I love when you can put faces to the names of characters.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Really pleasing.
So yeah, normally I'd love an L spoiler, whereas in this case, I was like, sure, I know what that's all about. I'll come with you.
Easy.
Right? Number two, she said, do you want to go at five? At five.
Five?
That is like, incredible.
What a woman.
Unbelievable. She was working from home, so she could dart out just in time, which was just spectacular. We arrive in Nutgrove, obviously my favourite shopping centre in Dublin. They know how much I love them.
Go on, say the name that you like.
Nutties.
Nutties.
Natties.
I was in Nutties for about 5:15. We knew then there'd be ads, so we said, well, we do a little lap of pennies.
Oh, God.
Before we go into the cinema.
Why are you there?
Had a little mooch around the Nutties. That was my. I normally get into Nutties like once a week, and after.
It's awful, isn't it? I'm sorry.
And do they still have the Tiger in Nutties? Would you head into there as well?
I went. I had a look at the. I kind of window shopped Tiger.
Right.
Yeah. But I got myself some new hair bobs and some pennies. That was nice.
Well done.
Yeah. Then we went up to the cinema. Absolutely lovely. Small, since they've obviously reopened the cinema.
I haven't been to the Nutgrove Cinema yet.
It's class.
Call it its name.
The Nutgrove Cinema. Nutgrove Cinema.
Nutties. Callum's a big fan of Nutgrove Cinema.
The Nutty
Cinny.
Well.
The screen rooms are quite small, like 8 rows.
That's lovely.
And all couches and.
It's like me sitting room.
Yeah.
Just 8 rows. Okay. In a living room and
I
minds.
Went to see The Housemaid, as I said. Sydney Sweeney's great in it, as is Amanda Seyfried. I feel like a lot of the headlines are about Sydney. Amanda's
I
unbelievable.
Love her. I do not love Sydney Sweeney. I love Amanda Seyfried.
Oh my God, she's brilliant. So good in it.
She's just brilliant. But it's frustrating that Sydney's the one getting all the headlines. I'm like, Amanda!
That's because of her huge
jeans
talent.
I went to the bathroom because I had to once.
Wow. When did you go? At what bit?
I think it was, I kind of timed it at the start of the violence.
Oh, right. So you were like,
oh, fair enough.
Seeing all this.
I was like, Grant, I need to pee. I'll get it done now. But I did rush. I actually rushed out the door and rushed back, whereas normally I'd be kind of, is every last drop a wee out or will I give it another few minutes? You know what I mean?
That's
little shake.
Yeah. Another reason it was such a good experience, and cinema lovers will hate me, and that's fine. I loved how relaxed it was because there was people kind of chatting, right? Yeah, I know,
what?
I know. There was a gang of women in to see it in front of me.
Yeah. They
kept, it's always the gang of women.
Yeah, and they were probably in their 50s, grey crack. They were ordering drinks to the table, but one girl was
can
like,
you do
it's
that?
A cinema.
Can you do that in Nutties?
Yeah, in Nutties.
Guys, get yourselves down
the
to Nutties now.
Comes in, and he's like, now, she was like, this is for you, Susan.
Oh, for God's sake.
What one did you order, Annette? This is for you. They were having a laugh.
I would go mad.
It felt like more of a bar to me. I loved it.
I saw the Wicked double bill when the second Wicked film came out, and I ordered a pizza during the movie.
Sorry, stunning.
What?
But I hated myself for doing
that
so.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a decision that you make if you go to Nutty Cinema. It's more of an experience, like it's like a restaurant that has a screen on it.
Yeah.
And there will be waiters in and out.
Nobody was talking like this. But it was just more like, rather than everyone put, like,
it's a bit chill. You're having a drink, you're having a chat, and you're having a pizza.
Exactly. So then we were out of the cinema before whatever it was, 8 o'clock.
Stunning.
Down to my favourite pub, the Bottle Tower, wondering.
Oh, unreal.
I was home in front of the telly in my pajamas for Love Island at 9.
Oh, my God.
My friend.
That is the best night ever, apart from the women talking.
Oh, they were great crack. They were having a baller. The only way to do the cinema from now on, if it's beyond 5:30, I don't want to know you.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, it's been a while since I heard of that noise. That could only mean one thing, that noise. That means 1 second at the cinema. This is where we play you 1 second snippet from a movie. And you got to tell us that entire movie just based on that 1 second clip. Now, if you know it, all you have to do is WhatsApp us the word cinema to 087-711-1038. And if you do that and you get it correctly, you will win IMC Cinema passes because this is 1 second at the cinema.
Cinema.
Now, I don't know the clip. Fiona doesn't know the clip. Emma doesn't know the clip. It's all producer Callum today, which I enjoy because me and producer Callum are kind of yin and yang. We kind of have the same, but not really the same movie taste, but I feel like everything he likes I have seen at some point and can remember.
Famously, Fiona and I don't, so this will be interesting.
And I do usually complain about the films producer Callum chooses, but in this case I can't because this was meant to be my job today and I forgot to do it. So whatever movie it is, I love it.
All right, I'm curious now.
Gotta watch it tonight.
What is this?
Let's have a listen to this clip.
Any signs?
Oh!
Wait.
Okay, here we go.
Any signs?
Many signs.
I don't.
Am I right in saying it says many signs?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, okay.
Any signs?
There's definitely the word signs in there.
Any
do you know what that movie is?
If I don't.
Message us the word cinema, please. 087-711-1038.
Great clip.
Thank you.
Do you have it, Fiona?
Yeah.
Are you just licking up to Callum now?
No, I actually genuinely have it, so it's all worked out.
I'm very glad because Fiona is the first one to criticise me in anything, so I'm glad that we're on the same.
Take two to tango. You're always giving me stick. Sorry. I didn't pull it out of the sky.
Isn't it great that we get along, Emma?
I don't lick it off a shoe.
Isn't it great, Emma, that me and you get along
isn't
so well?
Isn't it brilliant? It's lovely.
And with it's great that you guys are in a relationship.
Me and Emma keep the
peace. Stop starting on everyone, please.
She's self-sabotaging.
Guys, I'm out the door. I'm going to let you all have it before I leave for maternity.
Right, get in touch for your chance to win. Cinema passes this morning. The word cinema in a WhatsApp will do. 087-711-1038. Is there anything else to do you'd like to get off your chest, Callum and Fiona?
I really like Fiona's cardigan today.
And I really like the film you chose, Callum.
What is the clip again?
And I think the films you always choose are great for an adult audience.
Any signs?
Spin 103.8 is home of Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Middle of 1 second at the cinema. This is where we play you a tiny little snippet of a movie. You have to guess what that entire movie is. A tough one this week. The only person who's got it in
not
the room
for
is,
me.
Is Fiona Frawley because her,
not
and,
tough
her and producer Callum are just yin and yang. You know, they're so yin and yang, they're so connected. Yeah. They're just best friends and they never fight ever.
Never, no. They had quite a little row there on the air a few minutes ago.
I said that it's nice that Fiona finally agrees with me on something because she normally attacks me. And then she started attacking me.
So attack is a strong word. I gently suggest that you can watch films that are overrated you. That's
it is,
all.
It is amazing how like Fiona portrays this nice, you know, just very, but she's terrifying.
I'll kill you.
This is this morning's clip.
Any signs?
We're all kind of scratching our heads here.
Any signs?
Apart from Fiona.
No. Me and Callum.
Just scratching at Callum's eyes.
Josh is standing by. How are you, Josh?
Oh, how are things? How are you?
Did you hear Fiona and Callum fighting?
I did indeed, yes.
Would you call that a fight or would you just call that healthy communication in the workplace?
No, it's a spat. It's a morning spat, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, a morning spat.
Very good. Okay, morning spat.
She did spit on him.
She closed it out.
She keeps doing that lately, Josh. She keeps spitting on
us. I've got excess saliva.
All right, Josh, this is the movie clip. What is that movie? Because that's doing my head in.
For some reason, I think it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate... Charlie and the... Oh, not...
Wonka.
Do you mean...
No, the old school...
The original...
Old school Charlie and Chocolate
with Gene Wilder.
Wouldn't that be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No, I think the original one was Charlie and the newer one with Johnny Depp was Willy Wonka, wasn't it? No.
Okay, let's check.
The danger must be growing for the rowers. Oh. Keep on rowing. And they're certainly not showing any
not remember that at all. But I do have to say, you are incorrect, Fiona. Josh, really? You are correct. Because the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was the Johnny Depp one. The Gene Wilder one is it? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, okay, well, fair enough. I don't have a problem.
So Josh got, sure? Josh got it wrong.
I'll open my hands up.
Well done, Josh. Very, very good.
Fiona, stop spitting on Dave. Josh, have a lovely day. You're off to the cinema. Anything in mind you'd like to see at the moment?
I actually would love to see Saipan, a friend of mine.
Oh, it's so good, Josh. It's unbelievable.
Yes,
I really liked it.
Yes.
All right, see you later. Enjoy that. Brilliant.
Enjoy it, Josh.
Thank
good
you
luck.
Go, guys.
Bye, bye, bye.
Talk to you later.
You guys. Lose. You get nothing.
You good. Stole good. Fizzy lifting drink.
Day, sir.
Oh, and my you... God, is that where it comes from?
I said yeah. Good day.
It's so good. Do you know what, Charlie? Willy Wonka, sorry, and the Chocolate Factory reminds me of when I was like 10, I was in this choir and we went to this old folks home to do a song,
nice.
Like singing at Christmas. And I was at the old folks home and I got sick everywhere, threw up when the old people were just trying to enjoy a bit of music. And then I went home and I watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That's really sad for you, Fiona.
No, it was okay.
You're really odd.
Sorry, guys.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Now, Fiona, what's going on in that little mind of yours?
Little?
Massive.
Is everyone trying to fight me today? I have a massive brain and a massive forehead, and that's what keeps it all inside. Guys, this is the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. Thanks so much. Haters trying to get me down today. I am going to talk about a topic dear to all of our hearts, which is vintage and the chaos that ensues there. I've been ordering some baby bits just because trying to be sustainable, and babies look good in everything. So it's not like, oh, is this going to fit the baby? Is this going to make the baby's arse look massive? The arse will be massive anyway because the baby have a nappy on, so it's grand.
It's a good shout to get into stuff because I feel like people buy their kids like Air Force Ones because yeah. They're cute, and you're like, you know, it'll be gone in 2 weeks.
Exactly, and it won't fit. Like, loads of stuff has tags on and all. It's great. I would recommend it if you're trying to dress your baby. But I order this knit romper.
Nice.
For my baby.
For my
cute.
Baby.
For my baby. And
my baby.
The seller messaged me the other day and goes, "Hi, are you allergic to peanuts? Sorry, so random, but I have a Reese's box I could post it in to keep it safe, but I won't post if you have allergies."
Sorry, that's very considerate.
Now, that
this is a baby grow. I'm wondering why it needs to be in a box to be kept safe at all. But yeah, I've just never...
Probably a small Reese's box.
But also, I'm sure you're going to wash it before you
I will wash it, of course. But I just never expected to be asked, am I allergic to peanuts on Vinted? It's just not a topic.
Weren't you looking at some child's outfit the other day, potentially to buy, and there was a big Lost Mary vape beside it?
Yes, which I love. Like, don't remove that from the child's baby picture.
Are you lactose intolerant? And also, will you do that for a tenner?
So there you go. Do check in if you're looking...
check in with your customers.
Check in if you're looking... to put the baby grow inside an old cheese packet, if they're lactose.
That's really considerate though. Wasn't there calls lately like for talk about the idea of just banning nut eating in public in general?
Whoa, just that'd be severe.
Peanuts or whatever.
I know,
yeah,
you have to
severe,
be so
but, like,
careful.
You just have to be so careful. It freaks me out because sometimes I was eating nuts in the office. Now one day I was like, got
is
real paranoid in my head, and I was like, what if someone's allergic in here and I get fired?
Whenever my brother would annoy me, I'd run around the house chasing him with a packet of peanuts.
Is he allergic to peanuts?
Yeah, deathly.
So he couldn't get the baby grow in the Reese's.
It wouldn't be
packet.
Open. Like, I wouldn't want to actually kill him. Like.
No, Dave. No.
Is he allergic? Yeah, deathly.
You're full of surprises. Here's Amble. This is Socrates Smiles. You're listening to Spin. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.